Pitkin County's COVID Emergency Relief Fund has given out more than $2 million in assistance since the pandemic took hold in March. Since then, the county's Human Services Department sent out a survey to people who received emergency funds, and the results give us a good look at the economic status of those who needed help. Reporter Alex Hager joins us to break down the numbers. Alex, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Alex, for people who filed to receive assistance, how are they doing financially?
Well, some are doing better and some aren't. If you look at the results of this survey, about 43% of people said, yes, I got the assistance I needed, but another 44% of those people said they still need help meeting their monthly household expenses. And about half of those people said they aren't able to cover the cost of their housing.
How important is housing for people who needed assistance?
Almost two-thirds of people said help paying rent or a mortgage was the single most important part of the assistance they received. And going forward, the survey shows that people are starting to get more confident that they'll be able to pay for their housing. But what jumped out as an even bigger worry was employment status. More than a third of people gave pretty low ratings on their hopefulness that they'll return to normal work in the next few months.
So which industries have been hit the hardest?
Well, it's no surprise that with hotels and restaurants shut down, folks working in hospitality and dining were at the top of the list for people getting laid off. Two-thirds of all people who responded to the survey were working in hospitality and dining. And with such a tourism-heavy economy, it makes sense that another 20% of layoffs came from people working in ski operations or with the airport.
Now, what's next for these people?
Well, unfortunately, this is where things get pretty tricky. I talked to Sam Landercasper. He's the Economic Assistance Manager for Pitkin County Human Services, and he said the county's emergency fund is being suspended, and people will have to turn to other organizations to keep getting some of that temporary help. So that includes federal and statewide agencies that give out food assistance, money for seniors, and things of that nature. But the problem is they have very specific standards for who qualifies, and a lot of the income thresholds that determine whether or not you can get that money don't really make sense in Pitkin County, where there's a really high cost of living. Here's Landercasper from the county.
There is a segment of the population that gets left out of these assistances because their income, you know, may now have returned and they're over income for the programs, or their income may have decreased, but not to the point that they're eligible for a lot of these programs.
And while a lot of people already got the assistance they need, remember, more than 40% of those surveyed said they still need help, and they're going to be the ones turning to those state and federal programs.
So will that make it harder to get assistance for people who need it?
Almost certainly. For example, when you're looking at food stamps or childcare assistance, there are people who are definitely food insecure or definitely in need of help with childcare. But Sam Landercasper says because of how much they make on paper, they might not get that help. He also said they're ending the county's program because it was never meant to be permanent. To use his words, it was designed to act as a bridge during the initial surge of need and give those other programs some time to build up their capacity and give longer term help.
This kind of serves as a reminder that for all of the wealth in Aspen and Snowmass, there are still plenty of people having trouble making ends meet.
Yeah, absolutely. Landercasper said there are a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck. It's a stigma that he and the county have to fight against when they're in conversations about statewide assistance. And the fact that so many people have seasonal work here only makes things more volatile.
That's reporter Alex Hager with the latest on Pitkin County's emergency assistance funding. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Eleanor.